Hypnosis on the Hoof, Kumbaya for Luminate, and A Proper Mess. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR in your ear, powered by Humans Living in Peace with AI, and brought to you by NoDisc, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Finance Friday, April 26th, 2024, and I'm Lars Murray. Before we get into Finance Friday, let's just do a quick rundown on Tortured Poets Department. The current tally, 300 million streams on the first day on Spotify alone, over a billion streams across the week, mixed reviews, and onward to the next big diva drop, Billie Eilish's new album, which is coming May 17th, with no singles ahead of the release. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's do Finance Friday. Here's the latest in the shallow money trench where thieves and pimps run free. I'm dead 2020. And that's the sound of what's happening with the Hypnosis Songs Fund this week. Let's wind it back. First, Concord bid $1.4 billion for the fund. Then fund manager and founder Merck Mercuriadis bid $1.5 billion. Then Concord came back to up the ante to $1.51 billion with the kicker that they would sell off 30% of the portfolio. Then again, Blackstone and Merck came right back and said, hey shareholders, not so fast, this ain't over. So this thing could go even higher, or just as likely take a twist that nobody anticipated, like maybe a third player coming in. Who actually is going to win or lose when this auction's over is not exactly clear, but this is turning into the music finance version of a popcorn flick. In another noisy fight, Spotify founder Daniel Ek cashed in 400,000 shares of Spotify for $118 million coming off of Spotify's excellent Q1 earnings call. That's, as they say, a whole lot of simoleons. This surely will not escape the notice of NMPA CEO David Israelite, who, as we've noted, is currently on the offensive against Spotify for its plan to reduce publishing costs using a little-known bundling codicil in its publishing agreement that it claims reduces its publishing obligation. Full story in Music Business Worldwide, and Larry Miller from Musonomics goes a little deeper at the Musonomics Flash podcast posting later today. If you've been wondering why Utopia Music, the parent company to Lyric Financial and former home of the music publishing platform Centric, has not been in the news lately, well, first of all, it's because Utopia changed its name to Proper. It's been a rocky time at Utopia Proper lately with layoffs, divestiture of assets, and now, according to Music Business Worldwide, a tin cup out to the tune of $6.4 million that it's seeking from its shareholders. I'm going to resist the temptation to call it a proper mess, but you don't have to. In a more positive European earnings report, Believe Music, which has been in the news lately for fending off a Warner Music Group takeover attempt and for likely successfully taking itself private, reported that quarterly revenues were up almost 16% year over year, driven by DSP price increases, which benefit their whole portfolio, artist and label services, which they report are up 15% year over year, and strong growth in the European markets other than Germany. The full story's at Music Business Worldwide. And back in the USA earlier this week, Music Business Worldwide also reported that Latin music was up 16% year over year in 2023, to the surprise of no one who's been paying attention. Also in the US, a story that Billboard was probably very relieved to report was a new agreement between Luminate, which provides data for Billboard's charts, and the coalition of three independent music store trade groups to provide physical data from more sources. In 2023, Luminate had changed its methodology, and many believe that it overcorrected to the detriment of the independent retail community, which is, of course, the backbone of what's left of the physical sales business. The whole thing created a nice little kumbaya moment with Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, Portia Sabin from the Music Business Association, Andrea Pascal from the Coalition of Independent Music Stores, and Luminate all weighing in with kind words for each other. Between this agreement and a bipartisan congressional passage of the TikTok legislation, you'd be tempted to think people working together can actually get real results. Who knew? And before we wrap, a couple of more big catalog deals this week. London-based Bella Figura Music acquired RAK Publishing, also based in London. The catalog includes eminently licensable hits like Hot Chocolate's You Sexy Thing, Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll, and Kim Wilde's Kids in America. The exact purchase price was not disclosed, but Bella Figura did confirm that its investments total 0.8 rods so far, or $80 million. And old friends Larry Mostel and Primary Wave did a deal this week with Neil Finn from Crowded House. The size of the deal went unreported, so we don't know how big Neil Finn's slice of chocolate cake is, though it's likely measured in fractional rods. That's it for today. Have a great time at Jazz Fest or Stagecoach this weekend. More on the TikTok U.S. government game of chicken on Monday. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by Roy-Fi, which helps independent artists invest in their careers and hold on to their master and publishing rights. To get Unlimited Supply every single day, follow us wherever you get your podcasts, drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three, preferably five times, because every new development in digital music needs to be repeated at least five times. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links, to make suggestions, to challenge us on our dubious assertions, to feed us tips, to feed us lunch, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. See you Monday. Thanks for listening.